At the World Battle of the Year in Germany, b-boy teams from more than 20 countries share living and practice space for days, eyeing each other's moves all the while. The new film Planet B-Boy focuses on several top crews that competed in 2005, including those from the U.S., Japan, France, and South Korea. When the nightly contests begin, the B-Boys battle until only two crews remain. The film shows how B-Boying, also known as breakdancing, developed more than 30 years ago as part of the urban culture of hip-hop music. An early B-Boy who goes by the name Track 2 explains.
B-Boy comes from the terminology beat boy, because we dance to a specific beat to a record. It's a gesture of a fight without actually touching someone, but with the same intensity of a battle of a game.
As the film shows, a 1983 Hollywood movie, Flashdance, took this new form of dance outside the U.S. for the first time. In the years since then, it has moved into almost every corner of the planet. Planet B-Boy director Benson Lee says that in the last decade, internet video sites have spread the dance to new generations.
They learn by watching and observing and, you know, playing back these videos and in slow motion and emulating the moves, and that's basically how a lot of B-Boys are born, actually.
But Lee says that the heart of B-Boying is individuality.
You know, a lot of dancers in the conventional dance world, they spend many years to look the same. You know, while B-Boying right off the bat condemns copying and really inspires these dancers to come up with their own character, their own quality, their own moves.
It is the ultimate freedom as a dance form.
In recent years, breakers have begun to choreograph some dances, like this video from Planet B-Boy, showing B-Boys dressed as North and South Korean soldiers dancing together along the demilitarized zone between the two countries. They're a South Korean crew called the Drifters. But B-Boying is rooted in improvisation, especially in battles, where opposing crews try to outdo each other on the spot. Lee says that competition actually brings people together.
It's not just like, oh, we are the world and, you know, and let's hold hands across, you know, the globe. It really is, let's come together and let's show each other what we've got. Let's compare, let's compete, and let's actually further our own skill level by exchange. And a lot of people misinterpret that as aggression, as violent, as because they don't understand the vocabulary, perhaps.
In the 2005 Battle of the Year documented in Planet B-Boy, Last for One, a South Korean team, took first place over Ichigeki of Japan. Carolyn Weaver, VOA News, New York.
Every time it rains, on just such a day you'll play.